ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salat wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya wal-mursaleen, wa ala ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Dear respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum, peace and blessings be upon you. I hope, inshallah, this episode finds you in the best state of health and iman. We have been focusing on the 12th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyya titled as seeking repentance toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then confession to Him. And we got to the part that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is saying وَلَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ Imam alayhi salam in the prior statement in the previous few lines where was describing who is the most beloved servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَأَنَّ أَحَبَّ إِبَادَكَ إِلَيْكَ مَنْ تَرَكَ الْإِسْتِكْبَارَ عَلَيْكَ The most beloved servant is the one who refrains from arrogance before you and وَجَانَبَ الْإِسْرَارِ and pulls aside from persistence and وَلَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ holds fast to seeking forgiveness, constantly making istighfar for the neglected capacities that he has had, for the left capacities that were never taken benefit of, that has never been implemented in towards the perfection in our lives and the lives of others in this dunya, in this life. Stay tuned with us. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
All right, respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being granted another chance to be together. In this episode, I want to talk about the essence of why Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is describing the best of servants with the aforementioned three indications and qualities, being able to refrain from arrogance before Allah, and leaving or pulling aside from persistence on what he knows it's wrong. And the last one, لَزِمَ الْإِسْتَغْفَارِ لَزِمَ means that he's accompanying, he's holding fast to. It's always with him. What is always with him is istighfar, meaning that he sees himself never, ever beyond or above anyone. He never sees himself beyond the laws or above the laws. And at the same time, he never claims or sees himself better than anyone else. Imam Rida alayhi salam, in a very, very beautiful and thought-provoking hadith in talking to, leaving a beautiful legacy for us in the book Tuhaful Ughul, page 443, He says, لا يتم عقل امرء مسلم حتى تكون فيها عشر خصال. The wisdom of an individual Muslim will not be completed, will not reach completion, except if he shows these 10 qualities, these 10 attributes in him. Number one is الخير من هم أمول. People expect and anticipate خير and good from him. And on the contrary, the people والشر من هم أمون, the people are safe and secure from his bad deeds, from his evil. And then Imam counts all the way until he gets to the very, very last part, the 10th point. Imam Ridha alayhi salam says, Al-Ashara wa mal-Ashara. The 10th one, but the 10th indication. Emphasizing and reiterating on the importance of this very 10th indication and quality. And what is that quality? I'll let you stay, take a break and stay tuned with us. Inshallah, once we are back, I will share with you what is that 10th quality.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, inshallah you have enjoyed this episode of Sahifa Sajjadiya. Please keep us in your du'as anywhere in this world you are and at any time you're listening to this portion of the program Bridge. Imam Ridha alayhi salam in the hadith that I was mentioning before the break was saying that there is a tenth, there are 10 qualities for completion of wisdom. And that very 10th one, which is the most important, it seems, because Imam takes a break, there's a moment of silence, and then says, Al-Ashara wa mal-Ashara. 10th one, but the 10th one. What is it? The companion says, what is the 10th one? He says, Allah yara ahadan illa an qal huwa khayrun minni wa atqa. He doesn't see anyone. He doesn't look at anyone. He doesn't come across anyone, Muslim or not Muslim, from the same ethnicity he is or different ethnicity, from having the same citizenship as you do, carry or not from the same country that you are coming from. Does not matter. He does not see, come across anyone or see anyone or meet anyone except that he says, هو خير مني وأتقى. He's not only better than me, but also he's more pious than me. That means that humbleness has become an essential part of his being. He always sees himself below everyone. He always sees everyone else better than him. And that causes what? That is the frequency of what? That is the consequence of what? Al-istighfar, that Imam Sajjad in this dua says, وَلَزَمَ al-istighfar. And this will cause us to become beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آغاز تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم، عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد.